This is CRI News, and I'm Lucy Du. No casualties have been reported after an explosion and subsequent fire at a chemical plant in Fujian. The blast took place in the early morning hours of this Tuesday. It was strong enough to blow out the windows of nearby homes. The paraxylene plant was built on the Gulei Peninsula between the cities of Xiamen and Chaozhou after mass protests against the initial plans to build a facility in Xiamen in 2009.Authorities here in Beijing are bringing in a new security sweep following a number of deadly incidents this month. More patrols are going to be out at night and on the weekends. Police say they are also going to focus their attention on crowded areas, internet cafes, entertainment areas and hotels. Security checks are also being increased on the roads leading into Beijing. This follows a pair of deadly stabbings, the murder of a toddler in a dispute over a parking space and the bombing at the Beijing airport this month.Electoral authorities have begun counting ballots in Pakistan's presidential elections. Initial results show that the ruling party, Pakistan Muslim League Nawaz's candidate, Mamnoor Hussain, has won the election by a big margin. The Pakistan Justice Movement has nominated former judge Wajhuddin Ahmed for the presidency. This is a one-on-one contest, as the Pakistan People's Party has boycotted elections over the change in the original polling date. The president of Pakistan is elected by over 1,100 lawmakers across the country. EU Foreign Policy Chief Catherine Ashton has met with ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Ashton and Morsi talked for over 2 hours. Ashton says Morsi is in good health and has access to the news. Morsi has been detained at an undisclosed location after being ousted on July the 3rd amid the massive protests against his rule. He has not been seen in public since his ouster. Meanwhile, the Egyptian courts have ordered Morsi to continue to be held for an additional 15 days in an investigation connected to charges of spying and a jailbreak during the 2011 unrest that toppled then-president Hosni Mubarak. At least 15 people are dead following a major altercation in the Egyptian capital of Cairo. The dispute is said to involve street vendors and the owner of a shop in downtown of the city. Authorities say the owner of a cosmetics store shot and killed two street vendors trying to set up their operations outside his own shop. The vendors then torched the cosmetics store, leaving the owner and 12 of his workers dead. There is no indication that the incident is in any way connected to the political tensions in the country.The South African government has provided an update on the health of former President Nelson Mandela. Current President Jacob Zuma says Mandela remains in a critical but stable condition. Mandela has been hospitalized for a recurring lung infection at the Pretoria Hospital since June 8th. Meanwhile, Zuma also used the update to call on the business community in South Africa to support the Nelson Mandela Children's Hospital project.Apple is facing fresh allegations of workers' rights violations at the Chinese factories of one of its suppliers, Shanghai-based Pegatron Group. New York-based China Labor Watch alleges three factories run by Pegatron violate a great number of international and Chinese laws and standards. The allegations include the use of underage workers, contract violations and excessive working hours. Employees are said to be working close to 70 hours a week.Both Apple and Pegatron say they will investigate the claims immediately. Pegatron assembles about one-third of Apple's iPhones and iPads. China's central bank has injected new liquidity into the money markets via an open market operation. This is the first time the PBOC has done this since February. The injection, a 17 billion yuan bond repurchase, marks the first time in 5 months the central bank has eased liquidity rather than draining it. The move has eased fears of another cash crunch ahead of the end of the month after a severe cash squeeze in June caused market panic.A court in Hebei province has opened a trial for a man who allegedly added poison to frozen dumplings in 2008. Japanese media reported in January 2008 that 10 people fell ill after consuming frozen dumplings produced by a food plant based in Shijiazhuang, the capital of Hebei. The suspect, named Liu Yueting, was detained by Chinese police in 2010. Liu has confessed to injecting pesticide into frozen dumplings when he worked in the plant. Liu said he did this because he was dissatisfied with his salary and did not get along with some of his co-workers. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.